What's goody with y'all? Y'all know what it is. It's King C's. I ball forever, ball this life, man. What's good with y'all, man? Y'all know what it is, man. Back with another one, man. Hey, free agency here. Shout out to them boys. Steph Curry, Klay, Golden State Warriors, Draymond, all them. They came through. They got the chip. I told y'all who was going to win that next game was going to win the chip. So they did that. So shout out to them. Congratulations. But the free agency is tomorrow, Thursday, 6 Eastern, the kickoff. And some people already opted in. Some people already opted out. The people that opted in, of course, is the people that was expected to opt in. Westbrook. Kyrie. Some people got traded already. They said Dallas is not going to re-sign Brunson. New York is making that move to re-sign Brunson to a $110 million deal. So New York trying to get their situation together. Everything panning out all right for the trades and stuff like that. League gonna have another little boost and just of the wow effect, you know, as far as like, oh man, this person got a new jersey on. I wonder how they gonna look on this team or be on this team. Important pieces gonna be moved around, I think, in this offseason. Bradley Beal opted out in his contract. He's expected to resign with the Wizards for that big boy contract. He might get traded afterwards or ask for a trade after that, but we'll see. The Kyrie situation was crazy. I think he was just using them as leverage. But I think both parties are tired of each other and they're ready to just pretty much part ways. But he wasn't going to get the money that he was looking for doing it through the sign and trade. So, you know, being, you know, putting $30 million on the table, only taking $6 million, that's a problem. So it was smart for him to take the option in. He still could get traded so they can get some type of value back for him. But we'll see. Time will tell on that. Harden, I believe he's expected to opt out so he can take a little bit less money so they got more flexibility with their cap space to get more people to come into Philly and join them and help them out. They said PJ Tucker would be somebody that they'd be looking to. So that's going to be a nice little mix for them if they can get somebody that can get them a little bit more edge to them on the defensive end. That'd be dope. Lakers still out there hunting for anybody that come their way. Man, my Lakers, man. They should have took the John Wall trade. John Wall is expected to go to the Clippers after the buyout from the Rockets. He ain't leave much on the table on that one either. Only like $5 or $6 million. So he got pretty much all his money, and then he's going to get the $6 million player minimum from the Clippers. So he's going to get all his money. Like I said, when the Rockets threw that deal on the table to get him for Westbrook for that even swap, they should have did it. Should have did it. They would have freed him off the books. They would have took him for the six. I mean, it just would have freed him off the books, period. Like, man, crazy. It was a good deal. And Westbrook is a good player. And Wall is a good player, just as Westbrook. Like, they both good players, so I don't know what they was thinking. But a more cleaner jump shot, a more consistent jump shot, to be honest with you. Especially in that mid-range. So they just fucked that up. And you would have got a top, like, he's a max player. He got max money, so he was definitely a max player. He would have got a max player for nothing. He averaged 20-something points when he was playing with the Rockets for the games that he played with him. Like, he ain't missing beats, for real. He still was a 20 and 8 player, 20 and 5 player. Like, they tripping. 25 and 5, he was still a D-Wade. 25 and 5, giving it 25 and 5 off the injury. Crazy. So they should have took the deal, and they didn't. So that's going to haunt them in the end as well. Unless they hunting for a bigger, they hunting for a bigger fish like Bill or somebody of that nature. If they trying to get Bill or somebody of that nature, then yeah, they could do that. But if they not getting that, then I don't know what to tell them. Other than that, man, that's what's going on. There's going to be more news coming out tomorrow. In regards to this, I just wanted to throw a little quick episode out. Like I said, I'm going to keep, you know, keep pushing them. Ace will be back soon. We'll have the videos back up soon. Just getting back in the groove of things, y'all. But y'all know what it is, man. KCG, Eyeball Forever. Tell me what y'all think about the trades. What y'all think is going to happen. Who y'all feel is going to be on the moving block. Who going to be moved? Who y'all feel going to be moved in? And what effect they going to have on the team? And do y'all think, like, the Warriors going to repeat? Draymond said they going to win, like, the next 3 out of 4. What y'all feel about that? Me? I don't see them winning the next 3 out of 4. Maybe another one. Maybe 2, if they lucky. But it's hard to win a championship. It's a lot of luck, preparation, hard work, dedication, not getting hurt with injuries and shit like that. Like, it's a lot to come into play to get a championship. Everything got to go right. Everything got to go right. You might be able to get away with, like, a hiccup there, but no more than 1 or 2 hiccups out of a whole season for you, your season to go right. So, if everything stay right with the young players that they got, they might do something big and continue to do something big. I can't see them winning 6, though. But if they get 6, hey, more power to them. It's the Warriors, man. I mean, they're a dynasty, the way they were set up. So, yeah, I wouldn't expect anything less than that. I wouldn't be surprised, should I say, if they did get something like that. Would that put him over LeBron and things like that? Which I feel, I don't think it puts him over LeBron. Because LeBron ain't had no team like that. I don't care what nobody say. He ain't got no team like that. But more credit to Steph for taking advantage of the team that he does have and making it win, you know, and winning. So it's like, either way, you know what I mean? Even though he do got, like, a superior team, top to bottom, all that type of shit, organization, execs, coaches, all that good shit, everything is running smooth like butter. And that way, Brian ain't really never had that. Besides before he was with the Miami, and you see what he did with the Miami. He went to 4 straight title matchups. So it's like, what a good franchise, what a great, great franchise. They got all that shit together. This is what Brian would bring to you every year. If it was with the Warriors, yeah, they would win, like, fucking, they would win the next 3 out of 4 easily. But that ain't his case. You got to depend on AD and what he has. And when AD healthy and rocking, you see what they do. They win chips. So I think AD going to have a good bounce back here. And I think they're going to make one big move that's going to get them a nice piece that's going to add to them, to what they got going on. I heard something about Blake Griffin, but I'm like, nah. I mean, he could. Don't get me wrong. Especially for what's going on in the league now with three-pointers and shit like that. He didn't definitely adjust his game and bettered that part of it. But, I mean, I don't know if he still won it like that for real. But we will see. We will see if he won it still. We will see where these people move. I need them to resign Carmelo, though. Melo is cash on the 3-point line. And we need that good shooter. And he had great mid-range. He ain't do nothing wrong last year. I ain't gonna hold you. He came in and did what he had to do. Put points on the board when you come in the game. He was dropping them assists. He was playing team ball. I mean, Melo really has changed his game to play team ball. I like it, love it, can't complain about it. Everything about it is lovely. I fucking with it. So I'm cool with that. I'm cool with everything else that they're doing. I'm just waiting on the season to get started again, man, so we can see, you know, what these new rosters going to be like. By that time, we'll see what the rosters going to be like. I feel like people going to be all done by the end of next week. The big trades will be out the way by the end of next week. Everybody will know what they're doing, where they're going, all that good shit. And then we'll go from there. But y'all know what it is, man. It's KCG. Y'all know the vibes. I ball forever. You know, ball is life, of course, man. You know what I mean? It ain't my shit, but ball is life, man. It's still ball is life. Shit, I even got myself back on the court. Back in the gym. You know, back in love with that process. Playing some games, cooking some boys. Yeah, I got my groove back. So, you know, y'all can check me out again on Basketball Jones Podcast on IG. And Basketball Gaming, Basketball Jones Gaming on YouTube as well. And check out the Anchor on Spotify. You can always check us on Spotify or any other streaming services, Apple, all that good stuff. We own everything. But yeah, I appreciate the people that still be kicking and checking in, you know what I mean, listening to the episodes. I appreciate that shit live. Yeah, we're gonna keep it going. Like I said, this year coming up, man, we going full throttle. We gonna do a full season. I miss a beat, do it every week. You know what I mean? We're gonna go hard, make the people a part of the show. We're gonna turn it up, y'all. And like I said, I appreciate the ones that stick down with us. Other than that, y'all have a good day, good week, good life, glass half full. We out.
In his words exactly, you got everything you need to do and perform and be everything that you need to be. I don't have to do anything.
That's a bar right there. I'm going to clip that.
I don't have to be anything.
I agree with that.
I don't have to do anything. So when you go to pray, what are you praying exactly for?
Yeah. When I pray, I pray to my ancestors. I pray to my ancestors.
I pray to God.
I pray to the Most High and I pray to my ancestors.
To me, the Most High is God.
God is everything. God isn't just a person. It's not a being. It's energy. Love. It's energy. Yeah. It's not. It's not a personified thing that they make it out to be.
So who's the creator?
The creator.
That's the main question. That's something totally different.
I think the creator is the main source of wherever this main energy comes from.
Do you think the creator is a being, or do you think the creator just is?
I think it just is.
Do we separate that from science? Do we separate that from the vein? Like, you know what I'm saying? Or is it all one in the same to you?
It's all one in the same.
Now, when it comes to the bang and all that shit, right? I've done some homework on that shit, and that shit is more esoteric than it is what it is. It's more so. How can I put it in words? It's not like what you can see. It's energy. That's the best way I can put it. It's energy and forms. It will pop right there.
So look. When it comes to something being this serious, you know what I'm saying? We talking about
eternally burning in fire forever.
You know what I'm saying? You tell me something like that, I gotta take that serious. I can't just be like, yo, just take your word on it. You know what I'm saying? I gotta figure it out. So what did I do? I'm like, where they say in this book, this Bible is the key, right? So where did it come from? So I didn't go looking what's in the Bible, because the information that's in the Bible, if it comes from a source that was
human,
if it comes from a source that I could look at and be like, well,
he put on his pants just like me.
I can't really take that. You know what I'm saying? I gotta really look into that now. So who wrote it? Where did it come from?
You know what I mean? There's no law against that. Like, that's what I personally believe.
See, the thing is, what happened with me was when it came to religious shit. You know, that's how we knew. So even when mama kind of took me out of that shit, that shit was still in my soul. It's still in me. You know what I mean? Like, but it was one thing that she told me. She was like, there's more to this world than what I've showed you in these beginning is yours. So when she did that and then she passed, it was like, okay, what in the world is all this shit about? You know what I mean? I start questioning everything, right? So you're supposed to question everything. They say it even in the Bible, question everything. You're supposed to. That's what you're supposed to do.
Which I believe everybody do. You get to a point where you question it.
Yeah.
Stuff.
And so
I
promise you not. This, like, it was on some random shit. No lie. I was literally like, because I was always wondering, like, man, I got to get to understanding what this shit is about. One dude came in my store. I was in the mall.
And he was just like, he was like, "What's up, man?" And he was just talking to me about some shit. Huh? He was talking to me about some shit. And I was just like, and he was like, "Man, you ain't never seen the Zeitgeist?" And I'm like, "What? The Zeitgeist? You ain't never seen the Zeitgeist?" He's like, "Man, look, check this out. Random ass nigga, random middle of the day type shit. I was going through some shit spiritually and all that shit. This nigga just walked. He just walked in randomly, didn't know me. I was just I was wanting to know about it. Yeah, I attracted him to me. Like, he came to me, wrote it under a piece of paper, walked out.
I got a story.
No cap. And then I went home, and me and E, we sat down and we watched that shit, and we was in fucking awe. We was like, what the fuck? We start fact checking everything that we were seeing in the thing. She literally was on a laptop, and she was fact checking everything. Everything while we watching it.
So that, what did that do for you?
It opened my fucking mind to a whole nother level. All
right, so
a whole nother level.
So you said you got a similar. Well, you said your journey started from.
It started before this, right? Because I was already in that phase of questions.
Yeah, I want to go after you because I feel like my point gonna piggyback your point.
Because I was already questioning stuff. You know, you got questions like, okay, for example, I'm gonna give y'all a good example. I was working at Chick-fil-A, right? So I'm like, I'm in Chick-fil-A, right? And my dude Jimmy, he was super cool, like, you know what I'm saying? And at the time, I can't speak for him. I haven't talked to him in a while, but at the time, he was telling me like, yo, like, I'm an atheist or whatever. You know, he's cool, but he was the coolest dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at that, right? So not only that, my best friend, right, was he grew up in Rasta.
Let me see that. Right?
And then my other dude was a Muslim. So I'm sitting here and I'm like,
you already got different.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, hold on, like, you know what I'm saying? Is it fair for me to look at them as though like they in the wrong religion or they going to hell because of, you know what I mean? Like,
because they believe.
And I'm like, something about that just ain't fair. Like, that ain't even, to me, I had to be realistic.
It ain't even logical.
If God is what y'all saying he did, how can he throw, how can I be more, what you call it? Not more merciful, but more.
This happened when, you know, they were younger. My grandma said she was only like 9 years old.
I just use merciful right now because I can't think of it. Right, so for lack of a better word, I'm gonna just use mercy. How can I be more merciful than him? I would never do that to my child. I would never do that to something that I created. It doesn't make sense. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just don't make sense.
Right.
So why? How can I trust a religion that's teaching me this? It doesn't make sense. I can't force it to make sense. If it don't make sense, it don't make sense. Hopefully it'll come to me and it'll make sense one day, but right now it don't make sense. Like, you know what I'm saying? And so, but not only that, right? I'm looking at that, right? So
I asked,
the responses that I was getting when I was asking certain questions, at the end of the day, the base of it started to come down. Oh, well, you just gotta have faith. That ain't enough. I can't have faith in my life if you telling me that I can go to hell. Like, I can't just be like, okay, well, I can just.
I believe.
No, so I started to question stuff and I went on that journey. Looked into the Bible. Not what's in it.
Where
did it come from? Found out like, oh, it's another Bible that this came from. Oh, it's another one. Oh, it's another one. Oh, it's another book that came before this book that's saying the same thing. So you basically got it from this book. And then you go back even farther. Then you notice and you be realizing like, yo, it's like,
it's recycled knowledge.
It's like so many different Bibles. You know what I'm saying? It's so many different, like, it is like, nah, at this point, I can't tell you that I know everything, but I can disregard, you know what I'm saying? I can discredit it, you know, the information once I find out what you're telling me.
We got the podcast.
My first.
Hold on, before you go into that.
Oh, yeah, what's the question?
I think we got the podcast. Do y'all want to get on this? Because I'm about to present a question. This is, I think I got something. I do this for real. So look,
you guys do need some girls, right?
So, yeah. Like, all right. So look, this is the question. This is the question, and this is how I'm gonna present this, and this is what we're talking about. Because I feel like it ain't just black people, but a lot of different races of people, different groups of people go through this. So the question is, why do y'all think a lot of people are going away from the traditional religious faith into a more like modern type of thing?
Because we in a time of Aquarius.
Look.
Go ahead. Y'all say our reason. I already know what it is.
So
times is different.
So like I said, I'm gonna piggyback off of what you said. And my reasoning is a lot similar to what you said. And it's because for me, I felt like everything that was in the space that we was at from Christianity was either like hell or bust, like or heaven or bust, heaven or hell. It wasn't no
in between.
Love this. It wasn't no love this and then go there. It was you mess up, you go in there, or if you do this,
no scene.
You go in there.
It that wasn't was wrong, nothing though. In between. That was wrong.
It was never to push you to do something because it was something good for you. It was more to push you to fear what would happen to you if you don't do what they said.
That's what religion.
But I don't feel like it's a fear-based tactic. Be that way. I feel like
but,
people in higher positions take advantage of that, and that ain't right. But you can't put that all on religion.
You can't put that on all religion because somebody is taking advantage of people
using their power and authority for their advantage doesn't make religion wrong.
That's where religion comes from.
Hold on.
It's man-made to begin with.
But you can't say everything about a religion is bad.
I would never say that because it can be good for some people, but like I said, it's only gonna get you so far. At some point,
I believe you shouldn't be too religious. I don't believe you should be too religious.
What if it makes you a better person?
What do two religions mean?
Two religions mean you have to follow it word by word. You know what I mean? Letter by letter. Like you can't do that.
Especially with people looking at
certain things and going by their perspective.
Okay, so let me finish her. You done?
Let me ask you a question. Based off of what you just said, what would be the point of...
I can't say what would be the point of co-signing that religion because I get most people do it because they feel like, okay, they need it. You know what I'm saying? Most people feel like they need it.
If you feel like
you don't have to, well, I can just pick and choose the bait out of this religion, what I'm going to follow, why follow it anyway? You know what I'm saying? Why not just learn?
What you mean?
Have your own belief, which I believe that you can't do that anyway. Because I feel like this.
You can't pick and choose what you want out of that religion that you want to serve.
You really can't. You can, but you, at that point, you can't necessarily say that I'm a Christian at that point. Yeah. Because if you say that you're a Christian or you're co-signing with that, everything. Then you believe.
But what I mean by that is, you know how somebody can read the Bible and one person got something completely different from the next person. That's what I mean. Exactly, but that's what I mean. I feel like when you go to the Bible, when you read, you're supposed to tap in or, you know, go to God and ask, like, is this what you're trying to say? You can't just go by what somebody else is saying because they could be wrong. That's probably, people could read a scripture and they think it's saying one thing, but it's not saying that at all.
When you're saying wrong, what you mean by wrong? Is you saying that a preacher is wrong in what he said, or is you saying that...
It could be that way.
How he's saying it is not... Related.
So you can say, like, you know how they be like, a pastor can be like, oh, you need to tithe. You know, it says in the Bible that you should tithe or whatever. It's a principle at the end of the day. It's not like you're going to go to hell if you don't tithe or whatever. It's a principle. That's all it is. But some pastors would use that fear tactic.
Because that's what they believe. But they believe that because
I don't think necessarily all the time is that they believe it. It's again, that's because they want it for the wrong reasons. They're not doing it, you know, to get money for God's house. They're doing it for selfish reasons.
At this point, we at a stage where most pastors that's now, they were taught from another pastor, which was taught from another pastor.
Bad doctrine, though. But that doesn't mean, again, that's what the Bible was saying.
It don't mean that, but that mean. That's
what I'm saying. Like, that what people take it wrong, but it's a perfect, it's to their advantage.
What I just pointed out is, that's what religion is. It's something that's been trickled down, So, hey, if I go back and I realize that from jump, this was used for a certain thing, that whole entire religion was used for that thing. So at the end of the day, regardless of what's coming out of it, of course, just like everything. Shoot, they told us Christopher Columbus, you know, discovered America. And we sat here for years believing that. Well, I mean, y'all specifically just said Christopher Columbus discovered America. On the very next page of my history book, I'm reading, yo, that the Indians were here. How in the heck did he discover it? But they pushing this on us. So as a kid,
common sense.
You sitting there, you just taking it in and not really listening
to their agenda. You can't say, you know what I mean?
Listen, that's everything.
It's called history. His story. Whoever wins the war writes the history.
Everything that we've been told. Everything,
the goal is to get you to know.
That's why I went back to the question. What is being a Christian to y'all?
Okay, so hold on. What was the original question, Tevin?
The original question is
why
do people fall away from the tradition?
Okay, I'm not saying, but
okay, so here's my perspective.
Hold on. Because we veering off. Y'all making good points.
But we veering off from subject.
We are. And the subject is, Why do people fall away from the traditional religion? Just keeping it simple.
Alright, so to break it down into two ways for you. It's a physical way and it's a metaphysical thing that's going on. So, like they say, it's a spiritual war and it's a physical war. Spiritually, sun rays is changing. You know how we go through different stages in life? Bronze Age, Silver Age, Golden Age. We're going back to a Golden Age. The sun rays now are pointing down towards us and we get more energy. We're starting to become into our mental and our pineal glands are starting to open up more. So because
I'ma
of that.
I'm going to just say most people
don't know what you're talking about, so you gotta make it simple, like you gotta break it down, but make it simple, like just say I don't know nothing and I really don't, but break it down, and I ain't saying
choose an hour to break it down, to basically get to the point, the
vibrations of us as the vibrations of people in general, mm-hmm, we just is rising, and because of that, like I say, it's a new age. It's the Aquarius age. Aquarius is information. More information is coming out. Because the information is coming out, because of the internet, because of that World Wide Web, people keep the books that's in universities, that used to be in universities, the history books that they keep away from us. You want to hide something from a nigga, put it in a book. That information is being more available now. So with that being more available now, people are actually being able to see where the history
that's
coming
a good
from.
That's basically what I'm trying to go with. Yeah. Like this is why.
Hold on, pause right here, real quick.
It's too much for them to handle.
I'm about to show y'all the manipulation though that religion do. I'm about to show y'all based off what we just
It's a shock to your system from what you've been raised
in church, what did they say in the last days? What was gonna happen? The people was gonna turn away, right?
Make it simple.
This can get a little complicated.
It is complicated.
It can get a little complicated because I may not have the...
Break it down like you're talking to kids. You don't gotta like
explain everything. Just give us something to look forward to, to go research.
Okay, so look, I can take it to the Anunnaki. I can take it all that.
Yeah, like, you know,
I can go all the way back.
Because look, you,
but if you never really looked into it,
because look, it's you using the Bible as an example because it relates to us, right? So use that and make it.
The Bible actually is an amazing book.
I just told my son, when you remove religion from it, it becomes even a good historical book. But I said it's been messed with so much. Like, you gotta understand where to pick it, pick up spots and make your own puzzle. But I said you can't go off of it all the time. My first thing when I came to the Bible,
once I started to learn and gather information, religion became like a stepping stone. It was like, that's down here. You know what I'm saying? Compared to what's, it's like,
it's like kindergarten on a spiritual level.
On
for real.
What's really, it becomes super amazing. Like,
yeah.
Because it's the so macro much information and the macro that you holding yourself from. It's a whole new world that you holding yourself from because of the things that they tell you or teach you. And that fear to have you like, nah, I can't go searching for this information that I should know or have. Because they tell me like, what is it saying? Like,
that's dark crap. That's what.
Yeah, like it'd be a whole bunch of that going on, right? And so as a child, especially if you're coming in there as a child, it's like you put a cap on. But okay, let me go into the whole ring, right?
I'm not one of them type that
disregard something before I look into it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when people was all talking about the flat earth and stuff like that, I did laugh at one point. I laughed for a minute, but I checked myself and said, well, let me look into it.
Me too.
And I understood that, yo, I ain't gonna sit back and be like, the world is flat. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I can't sit back and say that. But because I looked into it and I gathered that information, I understood like, oh, it's not really what it's said to be. You know what I'm saying? That's what I did come to terms with, like, oh, so it's not that. And so I did the same with astrology. You know what I mean? Now astrology is
whole nother beast.
Whole nother world. Now most people look at astrology as just like the horoscope. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at the horoscope. That's a baby part of it. That ain't even, you know what I'm saying? That's like, you know what I'm saying? So now, because I did grow up with Christianity, it gave me a base, it gave me a foundation to go with. You know what I'm saying? All I had to do was not be scared. You know what I'm saying? So
it proved to be like instrumental in your life. It gave you something instead of not having nothing to build from.
To me, it gave me an understanding of, okay, when I started to dig deeper, it was like, okay, this is why they said this in the Bible. This is why they use that.
Yeah, like you would start to see.
Because
the Bible didn't make sense to me. But then when I started going deeper and understanding, this is why they said that. This is where this came from.
This is where amen came from. This is where it came from. You start getting to understand what it is. And it really go back to just some Anunnaki shit.
Do you feel like it's a change? With the basis of the conversation, do you think like it's a change in like different cultures? Not just Christianity, but that's the one that we gravitate towards. That's what we grew up in. So do you think it's like a change or awakening or, I don't know, whatever you want to
in our culture?
In any culture at all.
As far as just like religion?
Yeah, just religion.
Yeah, because I'm a pastor's kid, so like, a lot has changed, especially like where we at. I'm speaking for myself and my culture. A lot has changed. It's changing, and it's frustrating because like more people are starting to like not come to church.
Right.
You know. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hold on.
It's okay. I'm going to church, but I mean, church hurts.
But that's because people
so
know that it ain't what it's supposed to be. That's what it is. People just know.
All right, so let's move the conversation forward, though.
You know, expect somebody to come to something, and you go to church, and you have liars, you have people who's in high positions, and they're cheating, and they're beating, and they're
everybody judging that, and they looking at that, they like, how can I follow a man?
I was molested by this person. I, you know, don't nobody want to be a part of that.
To move the conversation forward. So what's, because it sounds like to me, like, is there are good things about, I don't want to say, yeah, probably religion that can get you to a point that can even just put morals in your body or put morals in your mind. But there are so many flaws in it that we like contradictions.
What's the solution to the flaws?
That's where I'm going with it. Like, what's the thing that's about to, because we, like I said earlier, I feel like it has to be something to have people like around, or we feel like where are we going? Like, where are we going as people?
It's very simple. You know right, what's right, what's wrong. You know that, you feel that shit in your body. You feel that in your soul. That's
true for everybody.
Huh?
Is it true for everybody?
That's not true for everybody. I mean, me, if you have a soul, you know what's right and what's wrong. You born, you know what's right and what's wrong. You feel when you're wrong. You feel bad when you do bad. It's just a feeling. You know when you fuck up and you do bad shit. You feel that shit. You feel that shit in your gut. When you do good, you feel that shit and it ooze out of your motherfucking system and you glow. So, overall, it's hold each other fucking accountable. And don't nobody want to hold themselves accountable. Because they don't want to deal with the karma. They don't want to deal with the laws that come with that shit. They don't want to deal with the chain. Again, all these other people that had gone through their trials and tribulations,
very hard,
they get reparations and shit like that. Black people are the only people that ain't got the shit that is owed to them overall. Black and brown people ain't got that shit that's owed to them overall. And they know that shit gonna have to, the pay up for that shit is $2,000. You feel what I'm saying? It's $2,000.
That's a whole
different. And so because of that,
they
gonna push that shit as far as back as they possibly can. But people is in a state of where they get tired, waking up, generations is coming, they got star children, they smart as fuck, they, you know what I mean?
I'm not just trying to be like, I'm just trying to figure out if I go around this room right now,
stop taking things.
Like, what do that look like, though? You can say it, like, hold each other accountable. Is that like in some type of form of like organizations? Is that type of form of like, I don't know, like what is that? Is that creating laws? Is that what is that?
Like, you need to
realize
you gotta do what you
gotta
do. And even if you're doing it, you're not gonna be able to do that point and figure
it out. It was certain people, even at the top, but they shit, they had some people that
was going on in the shit.
But they understood. Separate that
from them.
Main cause,
disrespecting him for being a human,
what's right and what's wrong.
The time is good.
You don't want nobody to force
come down to it, bro. What's right and what's wrong? We in this together.
What's your purpose?
So it's like, what's the purpose? You be serving the people,
you know what I'm saying?
Or serving yourself? It's okay to say yourself sometimes. Do that shit in your privacy. But when it comes down to, all right, everybody, you got to universally lock in because something with the environment is fucking up. You got to lock in and figure this shit out. Why y'all having wars about material shit? Like, it's more than enough in this planet to go around, but it's greed, ego, money, all that shit.
Whatever you believe in
that shit, but it's good enough to spread around for everybody to be happy, friends, and straight. Like, you know, you don't have to run for that.
No matter what you're saying, I want to control everything.
I really don't care about what's going on. They can see through the bullshit more than anything. Back in the day, they say...
Is that dangerous at a certain point? Like, do you feel like it's people that's ingesting things that they may not supposed to, like, are just
phones,
wrong information?
These phones is the cause of that shit right now.
Okay.
And it is really...
Cause it's a lot of like what y'all I hear what y'all saying. I hear what y'all saying, and y'all sound like y'all saying good things from a good space, like a positive space. Like I want change to happen from a good space, but it seems like for me, and this is why I limit myself in what I take in, because I don't want to be influenced by things.
But I feel like you should do that.
I limit myself.
Hell yeah.
Because I feel like it's a lot of BS out of here. So do you think that the information that's being presented is hurting as much as it can help?
I'll give you a perfect example after Twan talking.
I'm gonna take you to another.
Okay, so
what's the purpose of life? What's the purpose of an individual being?
Come on, let's go.
What you mean?
What's the purpose?
To serve
what?
To create and
to serve others. To serve. Yes. Okay. So, are you sure about that?
That's what. I feel like it's
to create, serve yourself, learn, and pass that shit on. And at the same time, man, and at the same time, not serving the world at the same time.
See, that's why this.
You create seeds, you know what I mean? And you let no seeds plant, and then everything is gone.
Even this could go a little deep, right? The universe has its own consciousness, right? And we all is up under this consciousness.
We collecting information.
Our whole purpose of being here, one, is to fulfill. You want to fulfill yourself. You know what I'm saying? You want to go through the experience of life. You know what I'm saying? You have to go through this experience. It's no such thing as a good and bad decision. The reason being is because it's just an experience, right? It's an experience. You create your life, right? You create it. You know what I mean? Your conscience, you create everything that's going on. Whether you are aware of it, or conscious about it, or not conscious about it. You're creating it right now. What we were talking about as far as like the power that bees, or I don't even want to use that term, as far as like certain structures in this world, like religion, different things like this, right? People understand this, you know what I'm saying? They understand that, yo, we create life, we create the next way. Okay, so about the what you want to call it? The Industrial Revolution.
Yeah.
That was a certain point. That was a certain time where people were expanding their consciousness.
Yeah.
It don't. Regardless of what's going on or what's happening, you can't control that. It's going to happen. It's going to happen because it has to happen. That's the only way that the universe could continue to expand. That's what it wants to do. It wants to expand and wants to grow. The only way it could do that is if you go through your experience, you get to whatever information that you can gather from that experience, and you take it back.
So when
you pass away, you take that information back, that consciousness. But while you're here, that's why imagination is so important. Your imagination is so important because that's where everything is created. Everything is created in your
imagination.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
when we talk about God, you know what I'm saying? What really is God?
Mm-hmm.
we talking about a concept, we're talking about an energy, we're talking about, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about a frequency, we're talking about something other than just a being that's gonna come back and save us in a rapture. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? It's different than that. You know what I'm saying? That's a perspective that they gained, but they gained that to, and they put that out there to control people. It's a fear tactic. So certain information that they read, that they getting in the Bible, and they referring it back to people, they referring it back in such a way to where they telling you, like, yo, this is when it's saying this, it's saying you going to hell. It's saying that you know it's a sin, which now have people in this space to where they hesitant to just go through this experience and get the information and take it back. You know what I'm saying? It's all this limited blockage. That's why a person can't freely manifest. It's because of the information that they getting put in their brain. Whether we talking media, whatever it is. That's why when they say things in the Bible is so important, because the Bible is telling you. Don't get me wrong, it's most definitely telling you. But if I'm looking at a belief or a religion, and I'm looking at, that's why I said when I was looking at it from a religion perspective, it was small. I can't operate like that. I can't even see what it's actually telling me it's supposed to be. What I'm actually supposed to be doing, I can't see it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm looking at it from a whole totally different perspective. They telling me that, yo, God gonna come back and rapture me up and it. Yo,
you know how
it's a way. It's a way up that, but it's not like that. If we sit here waiting, we're gonna be waiting forever. Every generation that we have is gonna come and go and come and go and come and go and come and go, and we sit here and we're still gonna be saying the same thing.
Crazy.
That's because of the perspective of it. Is that they got you? I'm going to hell. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the people that believe that, but for what I believe, you know what I'm saying? It's like
trying to get your life.
That had to change. That had to change. Us as melanated beings, we are very powerful. They know that we are very, very powerful. You know what I'm saying?
So
we don't even know how powerful we are.
This is probably the last part about it then. What is the goal? Like, what are we trying to do? And like, I know it's so many like different ideas of what, like everybody can have their own idea, like, oh, I think we should control this, or we should have this and we should do this. As a people, like where are we trying to go, and what are we trying to end, and what's the goal? What are we trying to do?
Well, your goal is to always end, like,
that as a collective,
like problems and issues like hunger, homelessness and shit like that. That's like your
The micro
and the macro.
Yeah,
you do those micro things.
Like a big picture.
Yeah, you do those those microscopic things to take care of that, which will lead into the macro.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? If you take care of the small shit that you're supposed to take care of, like that shit, it's gonna leak out and just lead into bigger shit. That's gonna be more solutions to bigger shit.
Yeah.
Because those problems ain't problems.
It's like fixing your household so you can feed your neighborhood.
Yeah, like you can't have a motherfucker say we gonna fix the neighborhood without the motherfucker in the household fixing how he raised the kids in the house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they gotta start from home first.
Yeah.
So,
that's
the key. You know what I mean?
That's a thing to work on with everything. But, okay, your question was,
what's the goal? Like, what are we trying to do? Like, what's the point of all the these conversations, your research?
We're supposed, like you say,
we're
supposed to be living, gathering information, going through these life experiences, happiness, that shit get collected back up into the data stream, and then we get spit right back down to another one.
Okay,
hey, I need some more information. I need you to reinquire some more. Need some more information.
The way things are going.
You're not supposed to just wake up every day and just go to work. Like, it's literally to prepare, to learn, to do things right for what's to come. It ain't supposed to stop with you. You're supposed to set yourself up so when you dead and gone, it's still going on.
Yeah.
It ain't supposed to stop with you.
The way things are going to go is how they're going to go. But I believe the way that we should go is towards love.
That's what it is.
Because.
Love is more powerful than
anything. Yeah, that's the thing.
Vibrate,
you know what I'm saying? But it's gonna go whichever way it's gonna go.
But the
it's gonna swing one way or another.
Needs now.
But the way that love, we feel,
sweet love.
And I know that sounds so cliche, but that's real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because especially within our community, like, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of they taught us to look at ourselves in such a way to where it's like we don't love, do you? And that's
when you don't love yourself, it's hard to love somebody else.
Now, that's a whole topic, because how do we begin to love ourselves?
For me, again, being a Christian and a believer, for me is seeing yourself how God sees you. I am great. I am good. I am whole. I am everything that's good and positive.
I think, and
if you can see yourself like that, if you learn to forgive yourself, you learn to truly know that you're going to make mistakes, but you're not worthless. You're not, you know what I mean? You can really appreciate your flaws. Because a lot of times when people have flaws and things, like whatever they go through, a lot of times they use you, you know what I mean? To help somebody else. Your story, like you go through something, like I overcame this. And you can look past it, like, okay, yeah, I went through this, but at the same time, I'm still alive. I still do this. I still do my feet. So for me, once you learn that process and learn, like, I'm still blessed, I'm still whatever. You can start seeing other people. I think you can have more grace for others.
I think healing is the first step.
Healing is very important.
Oh, our healing process.
You know what I'm saying? So that takes you being by yourself. All this stuff that you do, but you got to be careful of isolation.
And the reason that it's so needed,
we're also taught that isolation.
It's like almost you can't as a unit get past a lot of shit.
You got to know how when you sitting with yourself. I feel like you're playing psychic, like you're not the only person. To be able to figure out you. You can't fix nothing. You know what I mean? You can't love something you don't know.
At the end, because this conversation ain't over. I know this conversation ain't
everything. Because this is something
that can go on. Layers, like, man, it got so many layers to it.
Because there's so much
information. It's just like the mom's never hit her battery. It's got this one line, and then it break off.
And I can, like, be wrong.
It's like a tree.
It could be wrong, for an example, like people like how you look at people like a young Pharaoh. You know how all the people that he had following him and shit like that?
Pharaoh.
Now, you know.
Baby name.
That shit.
I agree with pretty much everything. I don't really disagree with it.
It's a lot of shit that
is so open. I feel like when it comes to religion, people just, I don't think everybody's, like, when we talk about, like, levels, I don't think everybody can even understand something unless it's put in a certain form or a certain pill or a certain pack. And that's what I think, like, even if you do all the right things of Christianity or whatever the religion is, I think people need it, or just to create Christianity box. And I'm gonna take it here because a lot of people ain't gonna even understand what y'all talking about. It's gonna be like, it's like what you're talking about to me right now is like I can't even grasp that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Until they get to that point. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And some people never get to that point.
I tell people,
you know how he was talking about,
it's more than one highway to get to a city. You know what I'm saying? And if this is making you a better person at this point in your life, to be a better person,
that's your time. You need to use it
to be a better person. But once you, like you say, after so long, you're going to want more.
That's just the page that
you're going to try to figure out, like, okay, I need to learn
more. And I agree with that, because we do that with everything. You do it with getting high from getting anything. Like, you're going to want more and more and more.
Yeah, that's just the time. Look, you know how he was explaining the time is? Like, right now, we in the information age. That's the age of... what they call the age of Aquarius, when the information age. We coming from the age of, I believe it was Pisces. You know what I'm saying? That's the what they call that? That's more of
hidden.
Yeah. The
secrets.
Right. That's why all the secrets was covered up. That's why all the secrets and the information is coming out now. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's coming out now. That's how you have all of this change going on. We gotta look at all this change going on. Let's be realistic. We can go into a realm like relationships, right? It's been a whole lot of just recent, just sloppy stuff in relationships. It's just, but that's because we haven't yet found the base of how things should be in this time frame. You know, things were totally different, and we still trying to hold on to having and run a relationship how things work. We gotta keep in mind all the changes that's been happening within this period of time. Like, let's just be realistic. Like, we coming from a place where women didn't even have a voice. They couldn't even go to work. They couldn't even vote. To a point where they have more and better opportunities than most males have. You know what I'm saying? So for us to still have a mentality and to think that we can still operate a relationship with a woman coming in from work and cleaning everything, cooking it, it just doesn't work. Because in her head, her perspective, she's looking at like, yo, I just went to work 8 hours just like you did. I'm not coming.
It's people still stuck in the previous age. So based on what y'all are saying, this is the thing I hate the most. What I'm about to say is, I feel like it's people, they act like everything is so black and white. Like, it's either this or that or this. And then, hey, there's so much stuff in between that you can just, and if you don't take none of that stuff in consideration, you're gonna miss the whole point.
So I got a question, because I agree with you, but I feel like for me personally, it is not necessarily to what you're saying, but I think it's important to have some sort of tradition, because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta have some kind of foundation. So like, how do we have that foundation still, but not conform to the standard?
That's why I said we have yet to find that. Until we figure this out.
Man, we
the woman and the man. No, I don't even want to say that. Time out. That may not even work.
Hold on, Twan, before you go into the rant, I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna tell you something. Back in these times, back in when Egypt,
that's what we want to work. Does that necessarily mean things is going to flow that way?
Matriarch,
you know what I'm saying? We can't force
it. It ain't about forcing. It's about finding somebody who. But that's the thing.
Because
the roles are so reversed.
We gotta learn how to trust each other. We lost all of that. We don't even know how to stay in a relationship.
Way more above the male.
And I feel like, again, that's when it comes back to religion, because
so
that's
that
our foundation.
You don't necessarily need religion for that. You do not need money to find somebody who you are equally yoked with, and that is not always a religion per se.
You can have a different denomination or anything, so, but somebody who has that foundation, that mindset of, I lead, so, you help.
My thing is,
it don't matter it doesn't have to be that way, but I'm saying if it was that way.
They don't
it would be less simple if we can agree to that. Even and that's not saying that a woman that's not saying that a woman can't, you know what I mean? Make those decisions, because at the end of the day, y'all won. How it's supposed to be.
That's why
y'all supposed to work together.
That's why you can't look at it from a standpoint.
And now, females now,
It doesn't have to be that way. A woman can't bring in no money. A man can't come in the house and help around and do anything. Can I make an honest statement? And I wish I was wrong, and I could be wrong, but I haven't seen a case where it's not wrong. Although, like, and it's, it has a lot to do with our background, but I have never met a man who wasn't a man because of God. Whether it be God, whether it be, so.
You said, hold on. First, you said you never met a man that wasn't a man because of God.
So I'm saying there's men, then there's boys, right? There's men that take care of their responsibilities, take care of their
women,
right?
That
I've never met a man who didn't know God. Does that make sense?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. But now, that might not mean he is directly like with God right now, right? But in
like
some
Christian,
form, yeah. Or what doesn't even have to be Christian.
Or he knows God. He knows the higher being.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be directly. It could be that his father knew God and his father poured into him what it was meant, what it means to be a man
that
to take care of your... So, I'm not saying that you have to know God to be an effective man, but I've never seen it. If I think about the boys that I've dealt with, it ain't nowhere all types of...
It's nice that you said that. Because I had a friend, he was atheist, but he take care of his family and shit like that. But his father...
That was Jimmy.
Yeah. Understood God,
Jimmy
knew that shit. So even though he was atheist, that shit was poured into him.
And they say atheists, although they don't believe in God, they still believe in it.
They still do.
How can you believe and not believe in
that? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They believe in something.
I believe.
Just, like,
I don't.
They still
I
have a belief
in
or
this,
religion.
This is what it is. They don't believe. What it is a person could believe in a higher source. They could confine themselves to a higher, you know, a realm. But they don't. A lot of times it comes from. A lot of times they don't like using the term God. Because they know if I use the term God, how majority view their perspective, they don't look at it like that. So for them, it's difficult for them to say God, although they believe in a higher spirit or a higher source.
Because
how most people.
Well,
like,
I'm talking about like in general, like
why wouldn't they or what?
Like,
what makes
no,
it so?
It's because of history. Like
it's because
it's
they
in
feel
the book,
like they feel
their
like
history
okay.
Books.
It, don't explain it. I was answering her. Is that what she?
Oh. I'm saying I do not believe in anything when there
is that, is that
history books written about it.
Is that their higher thing? Could that be their higher?
Oh, you're talking about the Scientologists or something?
No, I'm just saying the science. Like
that could be, but I think science and spirituality, I think it go hand in hand.
I believe it do, but I'm just saying,
you know,
for those people, is that the same thing as saying, like, God? Like, it happens this way.
I believe so.
Well, I feel like if you break down, like, even like, because I feel like in the Bible specifically, I know the stories are made to be. It's like telling children's stories a lot of times. So like when you talk about the creation of Earth. And you say, well, 1,000 years to God is a day. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We're talking about relationships.
When you talk about, like, developing the earth, then that can be thousands of years that the earth took to form. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And to put in limits, kind of angel.
Yeah. And that's what I feel like a lot of times. And that's what I mean by you got to be at a certain level to even talk about what y'all talking about.
You got to be open. Your mind got to be open.
Yeah, like
you just can't be. You can't be.
A lot of people
boxed in, and that's what I mean. That's what certain things. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. At some point, that's where religion gonna catch you. That's one of the points because it's gonna catch you because it's gonna put that box. You can't see it. You won't be able to see it any other way. You know what I mean? Because you just stuck. You at that point. That's what it is.
I want to change the topic. I want to talk about what it is.
Yes.
I want to talk about
it.
Should that go hand in hand too?
I'm talking about, I want to talk about
how you do one thing is how you do everything.
How you
everything called synchronicity, man.
I want to talk about how to push this forward. Like, we talking about all this stuff. Like, we can go sports with, whatever. How do we make this a thing? Well, and I'm talking about like podcast specifically. I'm just talking about podcast specifically. How do we make this a thing and push it forward? Like, to the point we monetizing it. We got fans. We got merch.
The only thing that comes down to it is
you gotta dedicate yourself.
That's the only thing I see these people being successful. I started the same time Joy showed. She was TML. She just kept dedicated. She just kept hitting people in the head.
You really like
it. She just stayed dedicated.
This goes hand.
I know I'm saying stuff as a form of a question, but I know, even if I'm saying it as a question, I need to get some reinsurance from y'all. Like, when I talk about it, when he's moving stuff forward.
It's dedication. If you gotta commit yourself to it. You gotta become like Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, what they do. They committed their life. LeBron, they committed their life to the game. Look where it got. It's gonna take you to where you wanna get to. You just gotta commit yourself to it.
It won't come.
Commit yourself to it. With commitment.
My thing is, with us being in different locations at this moment, we can't link up. We have to do a version.
But you gotta put it.
I'm okay with that. I feel like we can call each other on the phone through the app. That's how it is. Your things are going to go off.
Oh, yeah, 60. Chop it up.
We can do that.